Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Online-only retailers are looking to open physical shops. Chatbots are becoming more predominant and Indonesia is expected to see growth in smartphone penetration and e-commerce. An increasing number of online-only retailers in Australia are opening physical shops, according to a Commonwealth Bank Retail Insights report. The report says that just under 20% of them are planning to establish high street stores within the next 12 months as a way of extending market reach. The Commonwealth Bank's National Manager of Retail, Jerry Macy, has said that both online and physical businesses are looking towards omni-channel retailing. Macy also pointed out that we've seen large online retailers such as Amazon unveil physical stores in the US, whilst he said he expects this trend to strengthen over the year ahead. Meanwhile, in the UK, research conducted by Verdict and British Land has revealed that 89% of all e-commerce sales touched a physical store, an amount that equated to £278 billion. Ben Dimson, head of retail business development for British Land, has said that he expects to see continued demand for physical stores from a variety of operators, adding that online-only stores were looking into brick-and-mortar shops by taking pop-up space or temporary units. Dimson also said that this seemingly global trend was helping businesses generate online sales through the halo effect and by strengthening customer relationships. Chatbots are growing in popularity, driven predominantly by better AI and younger users born since the mid-1990s or Generation Z. Currently, the top four mobile messaging apps have more registered users and higher retention rates than the top four social networks. With around 11,000 bots available on the Facebook Messenger service and 6,000 new bots unveiled on Kick in June of this year alone, Generation Z are early adopters of this simpler and more appealing messaging channel offered by bots. Around 1.4 billion users a month spend on average 23 minutes on a messaging platform, meaning that businesses funding bot development are likely to ensure it's a large part of the next stage of chat innovation. Meanwhile, consumers are no longer downloading multiple messaging services, and research shows that 88% of users are spending their time on their device using only 5 apps. This means that developers need no longer develop new services and have new apps approved, but can maintain and update existing chat apps with new code and innovation, opening a path for evolving chat bots. Research by eMarketer has shown that internet and smartphone penetration is on the rise in Indonesia, and this is expected to maintain strong growth in the future. As an emerging market, high-quality devices like smartphones and tablets are becoming more increasingly affordable. The study has shown that whilst smartphone usage in the country last year stood at 55 million, it's expected to rise sharply to 92 million by 2019. Meanwhile, around a fifth of Indonesia's districts currently do not have internet access. However, this number is expected to halve in the next 3 years as investment is put into around 22,000 kilometers of broadband network, the Palapering project. This plan is expected to vastly improve connectivity for the 150 million Indonesians that currently are not online. As a result, the increasing earnings for the e-commerce market in the country is expected to rise from 10 million Indonesian rupiah to 20 million in just 3 years. And finally, Naver chairman Lee Hai-jin has said that Google must pay tax in South Korea if it wishes to utilize Korean map data. Lee also said that Korean companies abided by law and paid tax, so Google should have to as well. Comparing the American search company to brands YouTube and Apple, he added that they do not disclose their earnings in the country, and so was unfair for them to pay tax to not pay tax in Korea. He also pointed to Google's demands that Korea give the company a detailed map of the country, saying that it was unfair. These comments come at the same time as Google CEO Sundar Pichai said that the company would not pay more tax in Europe, where it faces controversy regarding alleged tax owed. And that's it from me today. Thanks for joining us. And be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.